We went to the same high school. He was a year behind me, but we never met in high school. The whole time we were there, I was completely unaware of him and him of me. And when I was 19 or 20, I was doing an awful student film, and this guy named Mike Cochran, who was shooting it, suggested when our lead actor dropped out that Jerry could fill in. So it was kind of like a Clockwork Orange ripoff, time travel piece of nonsense. And Jerry, for all his talents, doesn't really look like your traditional leading man, but he was fine in it. And of course, he was skinny back then too. But he was in my student film, and that's how we met. And then after that, we just started hanging out and having adventures. And then eventually that segued into the whole punk rock thing. But I knew him a couple years before. He used to come up to Michigan State when I was going to school there. He even lived up there at one time, even though he wasn't going to school. He just needed a place to stay. So he would come up and raise holy hell. The mixture of Jerry Vile and Michigan State was an uneasy mix.